I mean, I think we're super excited to be playing well, playing hard, having games that matter. I think you've all heard me talk about all year the things that I think are most important right now. And, you know, you look at those things and the way the team's playing and the systems are getting installed and the coaches are coaching, I think there's basis for people to be encouraged. And it's obviously a lot of fun to anticipate the game. And then, you know, we're confident we're going to play hard and play good. They're a good team. I think we're starting to establish ourselves as a competitive team. So it will be a fun afternoon.
Can you just, Hoyer won, Campbell's winning. Did you really think that you find, two winning quarterbacks out of the bunch here? And how does this impact your plans going forward?
No, I mean, when we were asked about this training camp, we said we felt good about all three guys. But, you know, it's not often that you can get to your second and third quarterbacks and continue to win. So, again, a testament to the coaches, a testament to the way the players are working hard, playing hard. And really implementing what it is they're asking to do. So I think it's all very encouraging, both for the short term and the long term, that that's happening.
Could that change your plans for those two draft picks you have in the first round?
You know, I think we're going to have to get to the end of the season and see exactly where we are. Our commitment in the draft is to try to pick the best players we can as opposed to trying to force any particular positions. So I think we've got a lot left to learn as the season goes on in terms of identifying what we want to do and where the strengths of the draft are going to be.
Specifically, can you address how you think Jason Campbell has played the last couple of weeks?
I think he's played well. I mean, I think he's played hard. He's played smart. He's played very determined. It's clear the players around him are responding well to him. So I think he's living up to or exceeding expectations. It's great to see.
Is it record-wise, are you ahead of where you thought this team might be?
You know, I tried even within my own head and always with you guys to avoid and really focus what I think matters on these other issues around the development and the coaching and young players stepping up and seeing the kind of effort and culture change that we felt needed to take place. So I'm really encouraged about that. And I'm glad that we're, this far into it and playing games that matter. I think that develops character. And I think it's a great statement about where we're headed.
What about the job Sean's been able to do through but it hasn't been an easy 9 weeks for quarterbacks
to trade. I'm hard-pressed to think that in 9 weeks a first-time head coach can do any better any more than he's doing. I mean, all of the measurables that you'd look to come up with, if you even wanted to create a yardstick of measuring at this moment, I just think he's doing an outstanding job.
Hey, Joe, to go back to the stadium, as crazy as this may sound, there's some ingress and entry and egress issues there. It's pretty valuable land.
Well, we did discuss that a little bit internally. I think we felt that that probably wasn't the right time to try to do that, and there probably was enough strength to this building that with a good investment that this could be a place that we could feel proud of and attract players to and create the first-class organization we wanted. So I'm not going to say we didn't talk about it, but we really focused pretty quickly on the opportunities that existed here. It's probably a nine-figure investment when you deal with all the structural needs in addition to the roof itself. I can't say we got far enough to specifically price it, but to try to get some scale of the cost, it was clearly a very big number.
$120 million, how flexible is that figure? I mean, if you come up short, are you able to still make the improvements? Any chance it'll go over?
I think we're at the point with the estimating and the specifics of the first phase of the project to be very confident that we can get done, everything, and if not everything, you always do a little value engineering, and basically the entire project we let out today, I'm confident will happen.
Is there any trepidation about taking a few thousand seats out?
I don't want to say no. I mean, it's certainly something you think about. I think based on the number of tickets that, are now committed as season tickets and the number of people that have historically been attending the game and the opportunity to also improve the location of some of the seats, we felt like it was a good thing to do. And as you look at many of the newer stadiums or even the stadiums getting renovated, there's a little bit of a movement towards downscaling somewhat. We didn't want to do that too much here because of the base of tickets that we have, and we think the passion, of the people here to come to the games. But we thought, at that scale, it was a good movement.
Joe, why?
And, the investment in Phil Silly at this point, needs a significant investment. And what we've laid out here, which enhances the value of the building, et cetera. I don't know that I'll be right about that, but I'm hopeful that we'll be able to sit down quickly and be able to move forward.
Will the dog pound lose seats, many seats?
The historical true dog pound is going to be exactly intact. At some point, they became kind of an upper dog pound, and there's a very small section of the very top of that that will be a little bit impacted. But the true historical dog pound is totally untouched.
Yeah, do you hope lower part?
Yes, totally untouched.
I'm sorry, do you hope the remodeling is going to allow you to bring in some other events in here?
Yes, yes, I'm very hopeful about that.
Any in mind?
Well, we have had discussions with people. Obviously, while we're under construction of 14 and 15, that's difficult, so there's a long lead time. But we've started to talk to some of the people in the concert and soccer world and some of those events just to build on relationships. Alec and I have both had relationships in retracting and doing those kind of events. But we've started to try to build and get them enthused about Cleveland as a marketplace. We've talked to them a little bit about the renovation. So it won't happen immediately because during the construction, you know, when the construction's not going on, we're playing football. The rest of the time for the next two off seasons will be under construction, but we're very hopeful that that will be one of the outcomes.
Are those names on those pictures of the scoreboard and all, you know, the brand and all that, is that all picked out?
Those are existing sponsors. Some of them are sponsors that we know will be part of the project. Mm-hmm. Some may or may not be, but they're all reflective of current Brown sponsors.
Joe, what is your involvement this fall with, you know, scouting some of these quarterbacks that are out there?
I mean, everybody involved in personnel is working hard on scouting all of the players available. I don't want to isolate it to a position. We've got scouts all over the country. We've got a number of people in the offices that are working hard every day gathering character information and watching film and writing up reports. We're going to be very, very prepared. When we get to April and May, we're going to be very, very prepared.
I know it's early, but can you say that this is as great as a quarterback class as everybody seems to think?
It's too early to say that. I mean, I think there's a number of prospects out there. It's too early to say, you know, what the storytelling versus the eventual assessments are going to be.
How about this year? Do you feel like you guys, if no one gets hurt, are you comfortable with going with two quarterbacks for the rest of the season?
You know, I think we're evaluating that week by week, and so far we've been deciding that we're okay doing that.
Joe, you were adamant that this year, the 2014 draft would be better than the 2013 draft. Are you still confident?
Well, I'm not sure I'd say adamant. I was optimistic that that was the case. I think from what we're seeing, that I still believe that this is going to be a draft that is going to be a fairly strong draft. It's too early to say that conclusively. But the optimism we had about that in April, I'd say we're even more optimistic now.
We talked a lot about getting a feel for your roster, a lot of the young guys.
Mm-hmm.
9 weeks in, do you feel like you know who you have on this team?
I think we feel like we know a lot more than we did, and some people we probably feel now like we know, and some people we feel like there's still more to learn and see how they do and where we go, and we're good to have really almost half the season left to continue the process.
Do you feel like this roster is good enough to be a playoff roster right now?
You know, I don't really want to get that specific. I mean, I do think that I think we're playing at a level right now that the answer to that question says yes. But, you know, when you're a team in transition, you're more susceptible to injuries, you have less depth, things like that. So it's going to remain to be seen how things go the rest of the season. But I'm encouraged by what I see on the field.
How great of a problem would it be for you to have if Ryan Hoyer comes back really healthy early on and, you know, Jason Campbell continues to play well?
Mm-hmm.
How would that be for you?
I don't think I'd use the word problem in that sentence. So, I mean, listen, you want to have as many good players as you can. And the more good players you have at the most important positions, the better you are. Whether they're assets or whether they become part of the long-term plan, you know, that can only be a good thing.
What about Brandon Wheaton? Where does he fall in this? I mean, obviously, you know, it didn't turn out the way you wanted to this year. But what about Brandon's future?
And I think when we get to January and we've got all the information from the whole season, all those kinds of questions, I don't want to isolate it just to the quarterback position. We've got a lot of areas of the team that are in an evaluative stage, and when we get to January, we'll sit down and discuss where we think we're at.
Are you concerned at all about the running back situation? I mean, is what it is for the last 7 weeks or what?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we traded Richardson, and Hardesty and Lewis got hurt, and when you make those moves and have that injuries happen at the same position, then you tend to have a position that, you know, you're working hard to put together to get to work. And, you know, that's what's happened there.
You took a beating for the Trent Richardson trade.
I did.
can you, in retrospect now, what are your thoughts on that?
Listen, I still believe that, and this may prove to be a foolish statement because I understand what's happened so far. I did that trade thinking that our team and their team were in totally different places, and this legitimately would turn out to be a trade that would work well for both teams. I still think that's true, even though I understand at the moment it doesn't look that way. So I didn't worry about the criticism that came at the time. I'm sure Ryan Grigson isn't worried about the criticism now. I'm confident that we were in a different place than they were, and it made sense for them to do what they did, and it made sense for us to do what we did. And I still think over time that's what the history will show.
How close did you come to trading Josh Gordon, if at all, and what were your thoughts on hanging on?
I mean, we just, again, not isolating to Josh. I mean, at the trade deadline, we had offers on players. We listened. We decided that we were better off having the players than the offers that we got and moved forward with them.
Are you confident in that Josh has gotten over any issues and will be a loyal soldier for you?
You know, what I'm confident in is that Josh is doing a great job and working hard and doing everything that's asked of him and expected of him. I know the coaches feel really good about everything. And, that gives us confidence and willing to, stay supportive of him and counting on him.
Your first round pick.
Any more or less concerned about Jimmy's legal situation?
You know, I'm not concerned about it other than my personal relationship with him and, my feelings about that. But, from the beginning, I've said we've been able to do exactly anything and everything we had intended to do with the Browns. It's had no impact. It will have no impact. And I think, we're proving that as we do different things, including what we've announced today, to be the truth.
Your first-round pick, the way he's come back from the bruised lung, and performed for you so far?
Yeah, you see that you have realistic expectations about what even really good players do in their first year. I think he's done a good job. I think he's working hard. I think the coaches are pleased with him. But you want to see your young guys continue to develop, especially between years one and two and then two and three. And that's at the point when you really know what you have is. But I think if you evaluated what he's done so far, you'd feel very good about it.
And Kruger, do you need more sacks out of him, or is he getting the guy off the mark and doing what he needs?
Yeah, this is the, we said this when we signed him. You always want sacks. Sacks impact the game. But the reality is pressures and hits and moving guys off their spots and making guys throw the ball away on a third down have a big impact on the game. So we feel good about the way Paul is playing. And at the same time, with all of our guys, the more sacks you can get, those are plays that really have an impact on the outcome of games.